Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on the Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Good morning. This 3 News Now weather alert update is brought to you by Exarban ARS Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Mostly sunny skies, 90s for the temps today. It's going to be another warm one. And tomorrow we're looking at a chance for showers and thunderstorms in the evening, but otherwise partly cloudy skies and high in the 90s once again tomorrow. Right now, 65 degrees. Watch the 3 News Now weather alert team, the team, technology, and experience to keep you safe and informed. It's 6:04. Hear your news headlines. Well, we have our first casualty in the College World Series. Cal State Fullerton was sent home yesterday after a defeat at the hands of Florida State, 6-4. Oregon State is proving to be quite a powerhouse. They beat LSU last night, 13-1. So games on tap for today. It's an elimination game at 1 o'clock. Texas A&M facing off TCU. And then tonight, the 6 o'clock game is the winner's bracket, Florida versus Louisville.
But can't anybody beat Cal State? Oregon State. That was the first Grand Slam ever at the new ballpark.
Ever.
No one's ever hit a Grand Slam since 2011.
Yeah.
Wow.
And there's a lot of home runs so far.
Yeah, like there is.
They're on a pretty good pace because when we first had that park, they're like, oh, there's no home runs. So maybe just the wind's been blowing out.
Yeah, I don't know. I was at the first game and for the very first home run of the CWS, and it was windy and it was blowing. It was blowing in my face a little bit.
If it's blowing in, you can't get out.
Okay.
Doesn't matter who it is.
Okay, yeah.
At that ballpark.
Okay.
The winds are just that strong?
Well, it must be blowing. Well, the higher up you get, you know.
When they're coming in at that park, that's the deal of where it's aimed. Sometimes it's just, it's a fan aimed at you.
Mm-hmm.
So they Oregon State just looks like a behemoth.
Yeah.
The next time they play is this Friday. So it'll be Oregon State versus whoever wins tomorrow.
Yep. Oregon State. If they win Friday, it's over. They're in the championship.
Yes.
Their next game is Monday.
So the next elimination game is Wednesday. We've got an elimination game today, but then Wednesday, tomorrow, we've got a 6 o'clock game. It's only a one game day, and that's LSU versus Florida State. And whoever loses that battle will be sent packing. So I'm pulling for LSU.
So
I love
hopefully
those guys.
Cal State Fullerton sticks around, you know, stick around.
Yeah.
Enjoy
absolutely.
The zoo.
Yeah.
You came
and
all this way.
Eat the big calzone.
And enjoy the baseball.
Did you guys see
the beards?
Yeah.
Party, when you went down, did you see the 18-inch calzone?
Yeah.
Did you?
No,
just like...
It's big. People are eating it. I mean, I kind of glanced around and watched what people were eating, and someone had the big calzone. And then what was more interesting, I thought, was someone had it's like a nacho type thing. And it was a long nacho. At least it looked like it.
A long nacho.
Like they had it on two laps. And they were just eating like it was,
it was a long tray.
It's a long tray full of nachos.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm just imagining one long chip.
Nacho. It was a long nacho. It was one chip. That would be a tortilla shell.
That would be awesome, though.
Okay. I don't think. What becomes not a chip?
You're poking it with your spork.
I think we created next year's food. What we do is we take one of those flour shells and you fry it up like a nacho shell and then load it up.
You're saying the right words.
I think that's just like a nacho salad. I think it exists.
Yeah.
Okay.
Taco salad.
But eating that much dough or that much nacho cheese in the sun, it's just like,
whoop. Yeah.
But nacho cheese was a bad idea.
It was a group of people, a few people eating that calzone, so...
Yeah, that seems like a multi-person job.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that's a sit-down unless you're, you know... Molly, you know, Schumer, Skylar, thank you, the eating champ. But I mean, I don't know how one person could eat that much calzone.
So I'm seeing 7 home runs so far at this year's College World Series.
Ooh, good.
That's a lot. Omaha police cracking down on ticket scalping at the College World Series. Officers have arrested at least 4 people since Saturday for allegedly selling tickets for more than face value. Scalping tickets is a misdemeanor under Omaha's municipal code. So if you got tickets and you're trying to get rid of them, face value is what you're allowed to charge. And an estimated 10,000 claims have been filed with insurance companies for storm damage from the wind, rain, and hail storm that passed through Nebraska and Iowa Friday night and early Saturday. Omaha World Herald is reporting that the estimate is based on State Farm Mutual Insurance's claims in the two states so far. One of the things that they're warning about, people should be wary of the door-to-door repair offers from people that come to damaged neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Working with a contractor that you know or who is recommended by people you know is better insurance.
And don't make a deposit.
Make sure you call Jake from State Farm.
Jake will take care of you.
She sounds hideous.
Well, he's a guy, yeah. So...
But Nebraska communities preparing a disaster aid request. Sarpy County, Bellevue, Papillion, they've all issued emergency declarations following those big storms that came through over the weekend. At least two tornadoes, have been confirmed in Bellevue. Nearly a third of Nebraska's counties suffered storm damage last week, beginning with last Monday's tornado, which struck the town of Bayard. So the cleanup continues. There are two locations to drop off storm debris in Omaha, Tal Park at 93rd and Center, and Tahazuka Park near 208th and Maple and Elkhorn. And then there's a separate collection of like yard waste is suspended. The storm damaged the Omaha Grow composting facility, so I guess they're holding off on that. And the city is urging people to continue to stay out of the water at Lake Zirinsky. Power failure on Friday.
Poo water alert.
Mm-hmm. No,
not good.
A PWA. A poo water alert.
So no swimming?
Yeah, no swimming.
No fishing?
No.
I mean,
no.
Well, I mean, if you want to stop you
don't want it. I don't know what you're going to catch. I know. I'm like,
it's a floater. I caught a floater. Sorry, son. You've got to throw him back.
Yeah.
He's not big enough.
Oh.
Can I at least take a picture with him?
Oh, that would be awesome.
Ooh, we caught a sewer pickle.
Holding it on a hook.
This amount of towners from the College World Series, they don't fish a lot.
Yeah.
We took a picture. We caught a sewer pickle. They told us to throw it back. People were horrified. I don't know what kind of fish it was.
It's the sewer pickle.
That is, oh my gosh. Okay, the city is now working with the Nebraska State of Department of Environmental to test the lake. Yeah. They're trying to work in getting electricity back. There's still some Omaha area homes and businesses.
I guess the advantage of the sewer pickle lake is that people won't fish maybe for a while. Mm. And it'll just grow them bigger, I guess. I don't know.
Nibbling on all that sewage.
An aggressive spin.
Silver lining in that poop cloud.
Maybe get some master angler bass or something. I don't know. All right.
Indeed. An Omaha mother is being cited for child neglect after leaving two children inside a van. The Omaha police were called to the Walmart near 50th and Ames Sunday night after a security guard spotted a van in the parking lot with two young children inside. The engine was on, but the air conditioning was not running. The mother of the children told police her friend had parked next to her van and agreed to watch the kids.
So how long had they been in there?
I don't have details on how long.
And how old?
They didn't give ages. They just said two young children.
I know, but that could be anyone. You know?
Absolutely.
You don't know how long you were there.
I'll tell you,
and all it takes is one person.
All it does, one time in my life, there was, I was dating someone who had a little baby. And I had it during the day or whatever the case was. And I was going into the store. And I'm not a parent. I don't have children. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to run to the store to go grab some water, the gas station. So my idea was that I'll just park the car and run in and then, get water and come back out. But then I had this weird sinking feeling that that's wrong. So I had to undo the baby, take the baby out. Jeez, it's just a long process. And bring them in. So I wonder if some of these cases could be of that nature. Because like you said, you don't know how long the kid's been in there.
You get painted with that brush, bad parent brush. I'm just saying.
Have you ever ran in, Molly, and left them in? Ran in for a second? I mean, I'm sure everyone does it.
If you're solo. You're solo. No, you didn't have a backup. You had to go in.
We've had, I've not gone into like a store where there'd be like a checkout and stuff like that. I've been where, you know, where you pull into the parking lot of like a, of a dry cleaner. You know what I mean?
Okay,
you're
yeah.
parked right there and then you're running in, you're getting the dry cleaning, you're coming back out. I mean, the car's running, the kids are, you know, that kind of thing. I don't know. Watch, I'll probably get like a million calls.
People want to blow the bad parent whistle. They put it in their mouth.
You left the car running, which means somebody could have took it and, you know.
Well, I mean, you know, so it's kind of one of those things where it's like, damned if you do, damned if you don't. Like, it's supposed to be like a pull-up dry cleaner, you know, where you pull up and then it's just right there and you hop out, you grab it and you hop back in. I mean, for the amount of time, because I've got two kids that are in, like, you know, car
seats.
They're
older now,
They're older, they're 5 and 7, you know, but they're still in car seats.
He's still in a car seat at 7? Huh.
Oh, God, you're in a car seat for forever.
Are you really? Okay.
Oh, my gosh. And in my case, he's going to be seriously in college by the time he gets to the weight limit. Because it's so on how much you weigh.
He's going to be in a car seat until he's 18.
Man, you know what? Some of us should have never left.
Yeah.
I would love to be in a car seat in the back with my Winky.
And your little cup of Cheerios.
Mm-hmm. Sure, with the DVD playing.
I'm just like, spilling stuff on myself on purpose because I can.
I mean, but the deal is that any time that it's going to be, like, I've never gone into the store. Like, a Walmart, I wouldn't leave the kids in the parking lot in a Walmart because it's, like, a thing. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to go in. There's going to be aisles. There's going to be choices. You've got to do a checkout. There's going to, I mean, that sort of stuff is, but I mean, we all grew up and our moms would be like, stay in the car. I'm just going to run in, you know, to Walgreens or wherever for 2 seconds. And it was fine.
Yeah.
You know, but it's just the times, they are a-changing. Speaking of the times they are a-changing, the White House press secretary, Sean Spicer, reportedly eyeing for people to take over his role.
He wants out.
He's like
please. I know.
Well, he wasn't very good at it.
Poor guy.
No, he's not.
That should be like debate club kids from around the country dream of that gig. You're kind of a spin guy. But you really shouldn't be debating.
You got to hold your own.
Yeah, you got to just hold your own.
He engages and is combative entirely too often for the job that he has. So he'd be better served putting those, you know, sharp elbows to work someplace else.
They're usually always some weasel, or you're going to look like a weasel.
Yeah.
When the second Bush was president, he had that blonde Dana Perino from Fox. I thought she was great.
Oh, yeah,
because
that's right.
If you yelled at her, you were a jerk. Mm-hmm. And she was just really sweet, and she was smart and informed.
Maybe
she a lot of times had to tap dance to some dumb stuff where she's defending idiocy.
Maybe we need a woman in there.
That's what I'm saying.
A little bit, you know.
Well, they've been trying that Huckabee, that Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Right.
But I don't
rotating
know, people don't like, people are like, eh.
She's kind of gruff. They're always just sort of gruff. I just thought if anyone needed the mother of all press secretaries, that
you
was
need a
good.
Honey tongue.
It would have been Trump.
Okay.
Need someone good, man.
Oh, geez, yes.
He should put like Ivanka, something like that. You know what I mean? Where it's just.
That'd be good, actually.
You know what I mean? You know what? Somebody who doesn't get ruffled is able to, you know.
Yeah, the press falls for celebrities. So.
Omarosa would be perfect for that role.
No, she's combative.
She'd argue. You're right.
I mean, she would. You're looking for somebody who's not going to argue unless it's really necessary. I mean, usually those people are supposed to be unflappable because they're supposed to be the people who are like, hey.
But so the story is that Spicer's not getting kicked out. He wants out.
No. He wants out. Yeah. This isn't him, you know, losing his job. He's been performing dual roles. He's been press secretary and communications director. And people are like, that's just too much.
How'd you like to be a regular guy your whole life? And then the moment you get in the spotlight, somebody on Saturday Night Live just nails you to a T. Like, you don't think you're a nailable person. He probably thought he was just a regular Joe.
Just a
and
guy.
Then Melissa McCartney is just doing you better than you.
I know. That would be weird.
I know.
At least you get to watch it every Saturday. And
at the same time, you're like, am I like that?
I know. You become self-conscious, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's some new research that teenagers are about as active as 60-year-olds. They're saying teenagers with fitness trackers, they found that by the age of 19, their exercise habits were comparable to like their grandparents.
That can't be true.
they're just not moving. they don't exercise. I mean, by the age of 19, they're just sort of sedentary. That's
they still run around when they want to.
When they want to. I just,
Grandpa can't.
Grandpa can't, but he gets out walking. You know, I see him walking all the time.
Right. You know. They're moving.
But
they say more than 25% of boys and 50% of girls between the ages of 6 and 11 didn't meet the guidelines of moving 60 minutes a day. I guess if you're a kid between the ages of 5 and 17, you're supposed to be getting 60 minutes of moderate, vigorous extra.
Well, kids' gym classes and stuff.
Well, gym class is in an hour. And after a certain age, you don't get recess anymore. And if you do get recess, you're just standing around talking with your buddies. You're not necessarily throwing the ball around anymore. And you don't get, you don't take gym every day.
And they're saying, don't they? I guess it's been years since I've been in school, but I thought you did. I thought that was a daily.
In grade school.
Maybe that's your place. Maybe that's just your school. I thought they did it every day.
Gym?
No? Yeah, gym.
Yeah, no, I mean, at least at my school, they aren't doing it every day. But I guess people 18 and older are supposed to get 150 minutes of exercise a week.
Molly went to clown college. She was in the clown schools, the clown program.
Juggling. Lots of
we
juggling.
We got a lot of exercise.
Right, so your school growing up or your boys and your kids'
school? No, my kids' school now. I have no memory of what we did growing up. Like, I remember gym class. I don't remember it being a daily activity, but I don't. Also remember, I don't have my schedule in front of me. But for my kids, my son goes twice a week. He's got gym class twice a week because they got to wear their uniform. And so I can just tell from the playground that other kids, unless they're doing it every day, I don't know. But in first grade, he's only going to gym twice in 1 week.
All right.
I don't know. Huh. I don't know. I mean, kids,
I'm sure. So.
Yeah, I was going to say it's different everywhere, I imagine. But the physical activity that teenagers are supposed to be getting, I don't know. I mean, they're saying that they're just not moving as much. I wonder if it has to do with computers or video games or smartphones.
Or is it just the age-old thing that we always think?
Them damn kids.
Right. Don't you really yell
that?
Why your parents that they just always thought you were just sitting around? Maybe it's just your posture. Yeah. But like when they weren't watching us, we're like running or diving off roofs or, jumping in pools or doing crazy things like cheetahs. Yeah. It's just the adults see us when we're at rest. They see us when we want to be seen. So we're just like, what?
Your like, go do like, something.
Right,
like
go do something.
Mm-hmm.
I just did. You don't know what I'm doing.
No.
What are you
going to
do
I
today?
Don't.
Remember, what are you going to do today? What are you going to do today?
I don't know.
Oh, that's the worst answer ever. That is the quickest way to be like, okay, well,
here's some
I've
chores.
Got some ideas. Exactly. Well, I'll go ahead and help you sort out your day then. Yeah. Like, no. So I guess get moving. It's summer vacation. I'm sure a lot of these kids are running around and doing whatever.
That and sleeping in. I mean, God, that's what I would do. Sleep in till 10.
No kidding.
That also gets your parents running. They're like, what are they sleeping off?
Yeah,
they just need sleep. I don't necessarily think of them sleeping it off. I just am like, they need sleep. Kids are just sleeping. That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
The Big Party Morning Show.
Hello, everyone.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. See us on Instagram. Hear us right here.
Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Guys, spent a good chunk of my evening, actually, and I guess early afternoon of the evening, cleaning up after that stupid storm. The tree. Oh, my God. I don't do work like that. I've done stuff.
Did you chainsaw it?
Yeah, I didn't have a chainsaw.
Like
so
a chainsaw.
I had to use one of those saws on a stick.
A saw on a stick. A manual one or an electric?
A manual one.
Oh, God. Pack a lunch. It's going to be a while. You're like, ugh.
And the people drive by, and it's like as soon as you start messing with a tree, cutting branches, people drive by. It seems like they drive by more. It's weird. It's
you
like,
felt self-conscious.
I felt self-conscious.
It's a self-conscious laborer.
Yes. And I was getting so frustrated. I'm like, what are you looking at? Why do you keep slowing down?
Why are you guys watching me? Stop it. They're like, we're not watching you.
We just
well, we kind of are.
I mean, we are.
Looks like a monkey humping a football. That's what my dad used to always say. You look like a monkey humping a football.
What does that even mean?
It means when you don't know what you're doing. When you're just all over something. And it would be like a monkey wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah, I'm going to write that down.
Oh. You look like a monkey humping a football.
You're like, shut up, Dad.
Oh, it sucks. Doing that tree work is the worst thing ever.
How long did you?
At least 3 hours.
It's the thing that's got the rope. You pull on the rope.
Yes, but this didn't have the rope working. It was, I just found it in the garage. And it just had the extended stick, right, with a saw on the end. And so you just had to go up and down and saw this big thing.
Oh, I had to rent something. You should rent something.
I'm a cheap ass. I thought it'd be easier and quicker. But then, you know, once we got it
all
down.
I mean, who'd you borrow that from?
Just the garage. It was in the garage. It was in there. I don't know where the hell it came from. I just saw it on the wall.
Like,
I'm doing it. I didn't want to hire anyone. It was scaring me off. Like, it's going to cost you $1,000. But now the tree's so mangled and ugly that it's probably going to cost even more money because now it has to go.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it
you
has to go.
You did a number on it.
Well, the storm did. I had no choice.
Well, and then you,
Then me chopping off stuff.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a bad haircut. You're like, well, I guess I was trying to cut your hair in a hope that I didn't have to actually pay for a haircut.
Yeah.
But now hop in the car, kid. We're on our way to the haircuttery.
Clean it
exactly.
up.
Yeah. But geez, that labor work, man. God bless anyone that's out there doing that kind of stuff. You know, that's a lot of work.
Well, that's what you got to watch for heart attacks and injuries. And I don't know if you saw many. I'm sure the hospitals could tell you. But a lot of times, you get guys falling off of ladders and that tree work can be dangerous. You pull the limb down and it lands on you.
Yeah.
I golfed yesterday at Field Club and had golfed Sunday at Elmwood. And man,
how are the trees
the
there?
The amount of trees that both those parks left. I just always feel bad. You're like, how many trees can you lose? I mean, you can't just replace giant classic trees.
No, especially not in the Field Club area.
That thing beat it
up. Once it's gone, those are hard to replace. Some of those trees are...
I mean, damage to a lot of trees. I only saw maybe one completely ripped down, maybe two.
Okay.
But I mean, a lot of just the pivotal damage to the top of a tree can kill it.
Yeah.
I mean, when there's a major, fissure in that thing, it might not necessarily recover.
It's like split, it definitely shortens the life of that beautiful tree. The beautiful tree. You should have seen me. I was getting so frustrated.
3 hours later.
Then I had to tie a rope to a rock. And that looked very, very, holy smokes. Jeff showed me a photo right now.
I had Hale.
Oh, my God.
I had Andy Hale.
Scale.
Stand in the fissure.
You could see the tree.
For scale.
You could see the tree. He's a big guy.
I mean, it is. It's like God turned it into snapped a toothpick in half.
That's amazing. Those are those winds. That's just amazing.
I mean, did you see the footage that people took of what you saw, what it was doing to trees? Every time there's a bad storm like that and I'm watching what it's doing to a tree that lives, you're like, it's the definition of why be a tree and bend.
Yeah.
I mean, how beautiful nature is.
Yep.
The amount of abuse
that
a healthy tree.
It's amazing.
A healthy green tree can take. I mean, they can bow those things all the way over.
Yeah, laying on the ground and they just pop back
and
up.
And it comes back.
Yeah, because we have a tree in the back that did that. It was, it was a little one. It's fairly new, but that thing was laying on its side. And when the storm is over, it's up reaching for the sky.
Like, woo!
Reaching for the sky. God, you see that that family? We're talking about that storm. In Bellevue, they had just closed on their house. And then they lose it the next day. I felt so sad for them. The girl was like, we lost everything. We're going to have to rebuild.
Yeah.
I'm like, you had the house a day.
I know. You hadn't even moved in. Like, we got a house.
Yeah, I guess it could have been worse.
Yes.
What if you moved in?
Right.
And then it hits. It's still pretty bad.
It's still bad. It's their dream house. It's what they wanted. And
you got your
they own
set.
It now. But apparently insurance kicks in as soon as you sign that piece of paper.
Oh, you can't buy a piece. You can't buy a house without insurance.
Yeah.
You can't sign the papers until you get somebody to say.
Celebrate. You got your new house. And all of a sudden, that night gone. Completely tore up.
Champagne popping.
Yes, absolutely.
That would be where you would almost see the guy on the news being interviewed and he has gray hair. He's like a 25-year-old man with gray hair. And you see the photo from the day before and it's jet black. You'd be like, yeah, it makes sense.
This is the Big Party Morning Show. Channel
94.1. What's going on?
So Lorde is, gal pals, besties, part of the Taylor Swift squad. And I guess she has a unique way of describing her friendship with Taylor Swift. She says it's like having a friend with very specific allergies. She said that there are certain places you can't go together, certain things you can't do. There are these different sets of considerations within the friendship. It's like having a friend with an autoimmune disease. Apparently, Lorde is getting a lot of heat for describing her friendship with Taylor Swift.
Like, anyone with autoimmune is now mad.
How dare you?
I'm sure it's a lot worse than a sneeze. Now I've offended you again.
Yeah. Yes, congratulations. It's an element of wanting to stick together because it can be scary. You know, she's talking about the fact that you're with somebody super famous. So there's stuff that, you know, you can and can't do together. So I guess people didn't find the equation of those two things to be very flattering.
The more I watch Lorde dance, the more I like it.
Really?
I would have to agree with that.
The weird...
it grows on
you. Got to see Chi, who's on after us.
She does it perfect.
Chi can do a really good Lorde. You got to kind of have to put your claws up in the air, and you kind of dance, and then you kind of paw left, paw right.
And it's the hair.
Yeah, and you got to shake your head like Elaine.
Yeah.
But, I mean, she's definitely feeling the music.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I wonder
when
she's dancing, does Taylor Swift say, like, don't do that? But maybe Taylor Swift kind of, like,
dances
like a nerd, too.
She's an awful dancer.
Is she?
Oh.
So they're, like, best friends.
Yeah, you don't see her at those award ceremonies. She's always dancing. It's terrible.
Well, she's just bopping in her seat type of thing.
No, Molly.
They're total white girls.
Yeah.
It's white girl dancing.
Well, I definitely think that Taylor Swift likes the way she danced because I remember when Lorde was releasing that first single, Greenlight, Taylor Swift like tweeted or Instagrammed or something like, I can't wait to get my interpretive dance on or something like that. I was like, was that a shot across the bow? Are you being a friend of me right now?
Yeah.
Carrie Fisher. Yesterday we talked about the fact that the autopsy came back and they were blaming, you know, attributing sleep apnea to what caused her episode in the air. But now more details are being revealed. And Carrie Fisher, who for years, was very vocal about the fact that she struggled with addiction and was, I thought, clean, had cocaine in her system, as well as trace amounts of heroin, ecstasy. They said that she had several prescription drugs that she did have a prescription for, but that she also had OxyContin in her system, which she did not have a prescription for.
So did her heart just give out on her? Is that the deal? Did she just...
Yeah. Her system was flying with her, and she said she fell asleep and that she was having apneatic episodes. So I guess, you know, the stop breathing, you know, all that
kind of
stuff.
Mainly attributing the apnea for...
Yeah. And then apparently when the flight ended and they went to wake her up, she didn't wake up. So I don't know if she'd slipped into a coma or what had happened, but, you know, it cut off oxygen to her brain.
Yeah.
And that was the biggest thing. I know.
They just focus on all this. Like, let her rest in peace.
I know. Her daughter issued a statement and said, you know, my mom battled drug addiction and mental illness her entire life, and she ultimately died of it. And she'd want her death to encourage people to be open about their struggles. I mean, her daughter has a really good attitude about it and is basically saying, you know, my mom wouldn't have brushed this under the rug. She would have been like, yeah, this was my life. This is what happened. And let's move forward. Tony Danza is going to be starring in a show on Netflix called The Good Cop. He'll be playing Tony Sr. Can he not play somebody besides...
Named Tony, Samantha, Mona, Angela.
Is it a thing? Like, can he not remember? Like, if somebody was like, okay, your name's Sam in this. And then, like, whenever they address him as Sam, they're like, okay, that's you. And he's like, no, my name's Tony. They're like, no, but your character's name is Sam.
He's a nice guy. Yeah.
He is.
He stays in the biz, man. He's still out there pushing, isn't he?
I mean, 66 geez. Years old.
Yeah.
He hasn't starred in a network drama in over 15 years. Obviously, he's best known for Taxi and Who's the Boss.
That's the thing, though. Netflix is slowly going to turn into...
I'm not digging it
right
now.
ABC.
I'm hating it.
I mean, bad sitcoms.
Yeah, it's all... I mean...
And when Netflix sells something, they've got credibility right now. So when they pitch something, you watch.
Right.
And yes. I'm like shocked when I'm let down.
Yeah.
Like, no, this is supposed to be bulletproof.
You sold me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're new releases because there's a lot of movies now. I mean, they're a big studio, so they get to make movies and TV shows.
But they still know. They have an opinion on what sucks and what doesn't.
Well, but they're personally invested in it. So you want to sell what you make.
Yeah. Make it good then.
Mm-hmm. Tony Danza.
Know. You never know when you're making a movie and a TV show.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Now it's big adult stuff. They're not just airing pilots. They're like doing the whole show. And yeah, I don't know if it's going to turn out to be a stinker.
Yeah, the whole season drops and, you know, people will watch it, you know, either they'll binge it or it's like...
It will be a much higher standard to sink or swim. And this will be, I think, the tragedy of the one negative of, or one of many, of getting rid of cable. Everybody wants to be a cable cutter. I only want to do a la carte. I only want my certain channels. But when we did pay the big cable bill to get a million channels we didn't want, that money out there funded shows you didn't think you wanted to see.
That makes sense.
And there was a chance for them to grow.
Okay.
Think of all the shows that you didn't even know you liked, like Deadliest Catch.
Yeah.
I guess they go out and they crab hunt and they film it. I mean, that stuff won't get produced because someone will try and float that out there, a new show, and people are like, I don't know anything about it. I don't see that working.
Okay.
I just think we will suffer for content.
That sucks, because I'm suffering now.
I mean, it'll be more of the blood funnel of them going, watch this, because we made it.
Mm-hmm.
You only got five things to look at, so look at one of them.
Great.
And one of them's Tony Danza.
Tony Danza.
You know, I'm a likable ex-cop. It's a dramedy. It's not too heavy. It's on Tuesdays at 7.
My name's, I play Tony Sr. I just love it. Tony Sr. That is your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Thank you, Molly. All right, 6:52. Your high today is going to reach about, I'm going to say close to 90. Right now, we're sitting in the lower 60s. But the rain chances tomorrow night, they're saying could be severe. Last time they said that last week, it was. So that's kind of going on. We'll keep you posted on that.
What do you call that thing? The cutter with the
stick saw. I don't even know what it is.
Don't make party have to get out the stick saw, Mother Nature.
I'm so stupid. I'm like, I don't want to pay the money to have somebody take the tree down, so I want to take it down myself.
So here's the thing, because I've used the stick saw before, too. It's the big...
It's got a thing.
It's
like
a giant pole axe, and it's got a knife that can... It's all about that saw being sharp.
Oh, and it's sharper than
if
ever.
If it's sharp, it cuts through branches like butter. Oh, it's pretty sweet. You pull on that cord, and it just cuts through like butter.
The problem with it is that it's kind of jerry-rigged a little bit. Apparently something's broke. So
maybe something got bent.
So it's duct taped. So I don't get to pull.
Wow, this is getting better all the time.
Like this.
This is even getting better. Good stuff.
It's work. It is. I'm not afraid. I'm thinking about taking down the whole tree by myself.
So that's why you're embarrassed when people were watching.
Yes, it is.
Because you're just yanking on the rope.
Well, that, and I'm like, why do you have to slow down, rubbernecker?
Oh, you
would. I mean, you're slowing down at a crawl and staring at me, watching me, and then they speed off and go away.
You're
it was constant.
You were on the other side of the fence?
No, I was in the front yard. I was 10 feet from them.
I mean, maybe they're neighbors that had never seen you active before.
They're like, oh, so he moves. I thought that he was like in a rascal.
That's what
the
it
only
is.
Time I've
I thought
ever
he was handicapped. I thought he was handicapable. I've never seen him out of a chair.
Nope. Never.
So he has legs. Okay.
My neighbor did say, he tapped me on the belly. He goes, it'll get rid of it.
Oh.
I was like, hey.
How dare you, sir.
6:50.
It's the Big Party Show.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go Studios. On Omaha's number one hit music station. Channel 94.1.